This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Rise above and be in control with today's business headlines, driven by Volvo Cars.
The Morning Run here with Melissa, Joyce and Han, 8:48 right now. And as we take a look at the top business stories of the day, property seems to be dominating the conversation of the business community at the moment. The Real Estate and Housing Developers Association, or REDA, they've proposed a residential real estate trust, or REIT, to provide housing for the B40. And they say that this REIT should focus on providing public rental housing as an alternative to home ownership.
Yeah, so REDA's research arm, REDA Institute, is in the process of finalizing the proposal. According to REDA Institute's chairman, Dato' Jeffrey Ng, once formalized, submissions will be made to the Ministry for Housing and Local Government, as well as the Ministry of Finance. And if they agree, the next step will be to seek SC approval.
Yeah, and look, this renting instead of owning concept, this is something that we have discussed right here on the program by my more illustrious predecessors on the Morning Run for years now, right? So the idea is, like, is home ownership still the ultimate holy grail that we should all strive towards? You know, is that the panacea when it comes to having a roof over your heads as opposed to renting, right? You know, is renting... Let me roll my R's this morning. Renting a more viable option given the mismatch between the supply and affordability of those in the market right now.
So how will this wheat work?
Well, that was really good.
The government can provide land in suitable locations, is what you're saying. And also the REIT undertakes the project at its own cost. And the REIT will also be given the right to rental returns from the development for 30 years at a prefixed rate.
Right. But obviously, you know, there are still risks with any endeavor. When it comes to the affordability of the land that these proposed developments will be on, like, where will they be? I think they have said that the government, you know, could lend a hand by, you know, giving up some land. Right. Mm-hmm. And then also, earlier this year, REITs were allowed to take on development risk. In the past, they just managed the property, collect the income, disperse it to all these REIT holders, right?
When you say development risk, means they can take on the property development themselves.
Correct.
Become property developers, not just REIT managers.
Right, exactly. But with the existing guidelines by the SC, the Securities Commission, I think they're limited to about 15% of the total asset value, right? So how meaningful will this REIT be? You know, can they have a large enough asset value to perhaps mitigate some of these development risks?
So this proposed kind of rental REIT would be, I guess, a competitor, or to complement Fund My Home. How is it different from Fund My Home?
Yeah, well, so Fund My Home will involve the P2P, that's peer-to-peer financing. So as opposed to getting that mortgage through the formal banking sector, you can, as it stands right now, there's institutional investors and possibly it being opened up to retail investors, I think around the first quarter of next year. So it's a different element there. And that one still focuses on home ownership, right? Now, ultimately, who has a share of equity there, right? Well, this one, from what we gather from REDA right now, this appears to be solely focused on renting, and then it's targeted at the public housing sector for the B40.
Yeah, because I think what REDA is trying to say also, and this was a point made by Kazana Research Institute, is that there should be a distinction made between home prices or house prices versus affordability. So you can bring down the house price, but if people cannot afford to buy it still, that's still an issue because of, you know, either financial commitments. We talked about the house to GDP ratio a lot on the
house,
program.
Household debt
to GDP ratio, right? So the idea is that what REDA is trying to propose is that perhaps this could serve more of the B40 segment as opposed to other platforms like Fund My Home, which, you know, some property players have come out to raise concerns that perhaps it's serving the investor more than the house buyer.
So what REDA is saying is that households earning less than what they found, their research data shows that households earning less than 2,300 ringgit a month show that a majority of them may not be able to afford to buy homes. And that is why their proposal suggests that a core segment of the B40 will only be able to afford renting through, I guess, in this case, they're proposing this REIT development. But Yeah, coming back to fund my home, I think it's the scenario. It would be the buyer pays 20% to own the property, and 80% would be like what Han said. It will be funded by investors. For now, it's institutions, and later on, if they get the SC approval, then individuals can fund that through the P2P platform. But yeah, after 5 years, then they can revisit that.
But that's still like that 20%, right? You still have to put down that 20%, which could turn out to be quite a significant amount.
Yeah, well, judging by the stock that's listed on the website right now, it's about 60 to 80 grand that you have to put down for that initial 20%. Now, I've heard some rumors about how, well, maybe that 20% could be diluted over the next 5 years. Again, there are some key details about the Fund My Home program that we have that has yet to be released. And I think the finance minister has said that, you know, this is something for the private sector to figure out, not so much the government, right? It's a private initiative. Initiative.
Whereas I think this Reda one, they have this to point to note was, I think some news flow has it that they could look into proposing for the government to provide the land in suitable locations.
That's right. Well, the Star Biz this morning has a look at the Fund My Home. Now, talking about crowdfunding schemes like Fund My Home, they reckon that according to Chagama's president and CEO, Dato' Chung Chi Leong, he's saying that these crowdfunding schemes are investments and not home ownership schemes, because it is really more about an investment. He says that though he's not against crowdfunding and believes there could be benefits to some people within this space, but it is imperative that the buyer be aware upfront that it's an investment scheme. So you have to go into it with your eyes wide open.
Yeah, because in a traditional bank mortgage, the buyer locks in the price at the time of putting down the down payment. But looking at this Fund My Home scheme, with the information that we have right now, a buyer can either sell the home or refinance the home via Fund My Home or a normal bank mortgage, I think after 5 years.
Right. Okay, I invest in P2P. Okay, I invest in a couple of these P2P platforms. I'm not going to name names here. But one of them, right, I really got a non-performing loan or default rate of 5%. Okay, and that's far substantial versus, I think, the NPL ratio for the formal banking sector of, I think, 1% or so, right? So 5%. But guess what? In my communication with the CEO of this platform, she's saying, nah, like, you know, you got to kind of adjust it and try to bake in a default rate of about 10%. Okay?
Right.
Because, you know, P2P, again, these are individuals who could not get the mortgage from these banks. They don't meet
the credit rating.
Yeah, don't meet the KYC standards. Mm-hmm. You know, so and what I'm investing in right now for the P2P are companies, right? Mm-hmm. Not individuals, right? So obviously the credit profile will be different. The asset base will be different. I get that. But generally speaking, broadly speaking, P2P appears to have more risk.
Well,
right?
It's more for the sophisticated investor. You have to know what you're getting into, for sure.
So, you know, as long as the details are made clear, the risks are made clear, and who wants to dive in, I guess, you know.
And that everybody understands it. Mm-hmm. All the stakeholders understand the whole concept of it.
Yeah, so this is where I think the dilemma is, right? So whether if you're a sophisticated investor and you're going into this this scheme, then you'll know the risks. But what if you are the home buyer?
Right.
So would a scheme like Fund My Home benefit more the investor as opposed to the home buyer? And that, I think, is the contention that most people are struggling with. So I think the idea is whether we can, I guess, compare, you know, we need a little bit more clarity and more details when it comes to this. We also have news about Singapore Airlines. Their second quarter net profit plunged 81%. On the back of higher fuel costs. So profit fell to about 56 million Sing dollars. That's about 172 million ringgit. Compared to a year earlier, it was $290 million.
Yeah, and they're not the only ones. I think Lufthansa, Cathay Pacific and Air China, they have all been hit by the surge in fuel costs recently. And according to International Air Transport Association, they have cut its outlook for Singapore Airlines for airline profitability for the current year by 12% from an earlier estimate. I guess this whole oil prices, I mean, the surge in oil fuel, that's going to pose a challenge for SIA and a lot more and other airlines, because for SIA, they're in the midst of a transformation program and the carrier is looking to cut cost and boost revenue.
Mm. Yeah, no, a whole bunch of these full service carriers from Cathay to Singapore Airlines, and I had to go through this transformation program. Obviously, Malaysia Airlines as well, still going through that. Where the end is on that, who knows, right? But looking at how oil prices have performed performed in recent weeks, right? On this record slump right now, that could support Singapore Airlines and all these carriers moving forward in terms of their fuel costs.
And we're going to be talking about the oil market outlook with Dodge Dolan in about 15 minutes or so, so make sure you stay tuned for that. But for now, we have the 9 o'clock news bulletin. Over to you, Sabrina Magdalene, BFM 89.9.
Keeping you on track for peak business performance with the new Volvo XC40, the expression of innovation. Volvo, made by Sweden.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.